This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. I've got a couple of chapters from the Star Seeds of Earth, chapters 65 and 66, coming up on this episode. Two chapters featuring two very different women in Alibi Jones's life. 65 with Laurel Eden, and chapter 66 with Emily Brown. I predict neither of these encounters will go well. Find out what Laurel Eden wants and see if Alibi can mess things up with Emily any further in these two chapters we're getting into of the Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. In book news, Doodlerama 2 is out, another book of my doodle designs for grown-ups to color. So that's Doodlerama 1 and 2 now available at Amazon.com. I know it doesn't quite make the kind of book that a science fiction fan might want, but it might be fun. Spent my weekend at a new stone site in Maine, in the Maine Mountains, the mountains of western Maine. Got invited to check this new site out. This guy's been discovering some interesting possible stone prayers on the side of a hill. Or side of a mountain, I should say. So, that was pretty fascinating. Very buggy, lots of bugs, but still fascinating. And I'll be, you know, making a video and stuff on that. I'm a little stuck at a point in the new Alibi Jones book, but it's there, I'm going to get through it. And I know I'll be able to make it through this scene soon. It's pivotal. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm, like, working it too much? Worried about it too much? I don't know. But it's one of those sticky situations, but I'll get it soon. And when I do, patrons will hear it first. That's what I've been doing. I give patrons the new chapters as they happen. And I have to say a big thank you to my patrons, because you're there when no one else is. You help out and keep this thing going. Thank you. That's it for book news. We're going to get into chapter 65 next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
What the hell is this, the wonderful Billy Flynn?
Just some podcast that's supposed to be geeky. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
Screw that noise. I'm not going to try it. Hey, Flynnstress, let's get Mikey.
Do you mean critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason, who hosts the Beer Power Time Machine podcast?
Yeah,
but he won't listen. He hates everything.
I'm critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason. I don't often listen to podcasts, but when I do, make mine Geek Radio Daily.
Hey man, that's a different promo.
Between love and madness lies Geek Radio Daily.
That's kinda accurate.
There are some things money can't buy.
GRD is free online.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Geek Radio Daily.
We'll take it.
Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the wait. GeekRadioDaily.com.
Now here's chapter 65 of the Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Alibi Jones spotted Laurel Eden waiting for him as he made his way back towards his office. She smiled. Wonder what's going on in that head of hers. As Alibi had the thought, he could sense impressions coming from Laurel. She thought he was a good-looking young man. Not her type, really. She liked them taller, a bit more solid, but she could appreciate him all the same. And he looked happy, which always made people look better. Maybe I don't want to know. She called out as he approached. Alibi! Hey, Laurel, he said. What can I help you with? Can we talk in your office? Sure. He opened the door and gestured for her to go ahead. Have a seat. Thank you, she said. She settled into one of the chairs in front of the desk. What's up? Alibi asked. I'm running into trade problems with Depot, she said. You should know. They're starting to go after people who base their ships here. How so? They're claiming we need to pay extra fees to land on Depot, because it's not our home base, she said. We're supposedly in the Solar Alliance. They can't claim us as part of the Solar Alliance and then say ships based here aren't in it. That's out of whack, Alibi said. Well, they tried it on me, she said. Then again, no one there does me any favors anymore. I used to have all kinds of ins. Oh, let's not go there. I know who your ex is. Let me look into this, see if it's happening to other ships, Alibi said. And if they try it on you again, tell them you're charging it to me, and they need to speak with me if they want to get paid. You'd do that for me. I'd do that for any captain and ship who base themselves here, Alibi said. This is a tariff, a trade issue, a penalty on this base, this station. It's unacceptable. The look she gave him was hard to read, and a little intense. You've changed some, she said. Really? Alibi said. How so? You're... Don't take this the wrong way, but... You're more grown up. Mature. Not trading on being the kid anymore. Is that good? I don't know, she said. That remains to be seen. It's not quite as charming and endearing, but... She grinned, and Alibi thought of a great cat about to feast. It is more, let's call it charismatic. Really, Alibi said. Interesting. For me, it's more like everything is a giant pain in the ass. I don't feel charismatic. But you still feel, she said. Don't lose that, Alibi. If it stops bothering you, if you stop feeling, you'll know you've lost it. She got up from the chair. You care about people. You love people. Don't lose that. Alibi stood up. I'll try not to, he said. Don't, no matter what happens, she said. People can suck, Alibi. They betray you. I've told you that before. But don't let that change who you are. She shook her head. Thank you for backing me up and not questioning me. You're welcome, he said. I was serious. I know, she said. She turned and walked out of the office. That was weird. Why was she really here? I was going to ask her to help us with the project, be one of our ships, but something was off. Could I have read her mind and found out what she was really up to? Can't start down that road. Alibi told his assistant to contact Hector Ruiz. Let's see what Hector's heard about new fees. Hey, Alibi, Hector said over the comm. Where are you, Hector? You in system? Nah, in flight, Hector said. Out to Sterling. What's up? Have you heard about Depot charging ships from Hornet's Nest extra landing fees? What the hell they are, Hector said. We aren't going to stand for that, right? So you've heard about this? Well, just now from you, Hector said. You're not calling to tell me this? No, someone told me this, Alibi said, and I wanted to know if you had heard about it too. Oh, sorry, Hector said. No, I haven't. That kind of stuff makes my blood boil. I wouldn't put it past Gentry, though, to be honest. Yeah, it might be a specific case, Alibi said. Thanks for letting me bug you. Let me know if you do hear about anything. You betcha, Hector said. Have a good day, Alibi. See you, Hector. The comm clicked off. Should I call them? How badly do I need to know what's up? Not that bad. I'm not calling her or talking to him. Have to wait and see. Chapter 66. Alibi looked over Emily's shoulder at the display upon which she was moving things around. She'd been able to get the math done in just a couple of days. So, as you can see, we've accounted for just about every rock in our neighborhood, or that passes through our neighborhood, Emily said. And we can predict their movements out for almost a month and a half now, predict patterns and possible pathways for the hornet's nest. She turned back and looked up at him. There are no clean routes, she said. Any way we go, any time we go, we'll need to move some rocks out of our way. It's not going to be easy. So how is it we've been able to sit here so long, relatively unscathed? Alibi asked. This asteroid belt is pretty old, Emily said. It's built to a sort of equilibrium over the eons. There probably was a lot of smashing and crashing for a while, but in the distant geological past, it's pretty stable now. Which leads me to another point. Oh, Alibi said, I think I see where you're going. If we move, we're not going to be able to just come back here and take back our place, are we? No, she said. And yeah, that's where I was going. We're going to upset that ancient equilibrium. When we move, we're going to need to keep moving and get out of this belt. There won't be any place to get back to after we move. I see. So, she said, we need to figure out where we are moving to before we get moving. No turning back, Alibi said. So, Emily said, are you sure you want to do this? Yes, I do, Alibi said. We need to be able to move. Better we do it our way than have to scramble when under attack or something. Good point. Well, keep running the predictions and see if the patterns show us the best time to move, Alibi said. I'm going to research possible new locations. I already know the patterns and the times, she said. Of course you do, because you're awesome. He grinned at her. What? She asked. You're awesome, he said. That's all. She jumped up a little and pecked him on the cheek. A little kiss. So are you, she whispered to him, before she sat back down. She turned back to the display. We get our clearest path every 3.5 weeks, she said. Next time it appears is 4 days from now. Next after that is 4 weeks. 4 weeks at the earliest, then, Alibi said. That gives us some time to prepare, Emily said. And call in some ships, Alibi said. And some favors, she said. While we keep it hush-hush, he said. That's not going to be easy. How many ships do you think we'll need to do this? At least 10, she said, though I'd rather have 12 or more. We've got me, you, Kit, Hector, Bob, Alibi started. Not me, Emily interjected. I'm going to need to be in here. Then we've got 4, he said, so far. What about what's-her-name, Emily said. Ms. Whatever-butt. Laurel? I don't know. She was acting a little weird the last time I saw her. Came to complain about new landing fees at Depot. But no one else knows anything about them. Could Gentry be targeting her? Maybe, Alibi said. They used to be an item. Really? Wow, she likes them old, huh? Emily said. She frowned. I'm sorry, that just came out. No, that was my first thought, too, to be honest, Alibi said, and he laughed. You never stood a chance then, Emily said. She laughed with him. With old Ms. Shapely Butt. Nope, Alibi said. Although when she was acting weird, she did say she thought I'd gotten more mature. Don't tell me that, Emily said. Not when you just told me she likes older men. Still, I'm not her type if she loved Gentry, Alibi said. Well, Emily said. Invite her to help anyway, if she's here. But do it close to the actual move, so she doesn't have a lot of reaction time, just in case she's up to something. If she's a part of our project that last week, our behavior won't seem suspicious to her, and it'll keep her close by, where we can see what she's up to. And who knows, she might be able to help. Okay, Alibi said, we'll keep her in mind then. Can you think of anyone else? That assassin friend of yours? Katie? She the one with that anthropomorphic alien armor? That's Katie. Her, yeah. She'll do it if we pay her, Alibi said. Then we pay her, Emily said. Does that buy her confidentiality, too? Should. So that's six, right?
Right.
We're getting there, she said. Does Yurana need to fly a ship?
No.
Why so upset? I'm not talking to her right now, Alibi said. Ha! See? If Ms. Shapelybutt heard you there, she wouldn't be finding you more mature. At all. I don't care, Alibi said. She's not acting very mature. At all. Ms. Shapelybutt? Emily teased. No, my aunt, Alibi said, a little louder than necessary. He looked around, a little sheepish. Sorry, he said. She's following her heart, Alibi, Emily said. I kind of respect that. You do? I do, she said. A mature, established woman like her, deciding she was done working for everyone else and indulging in some me time with a younger man she dug after everything she's done in her life? She's earned it.
You think so?
Yeah, Alibi, I do, she said. And if you weren't so stubborn, you could see they've been making overtures to you. I've seen it. You really need to pull your head out of your ass when it comes to your aunt. What? Why are you smiling? I love how you call me on my shit, Alibi said. That's all.
That's all?
She got up from her chair and faced him, inches away.
Are you sure that's all?
She said in a soft voice.
All what?
He asked. All you love. About, you know, me.
Did I say love?
Emily cut him off by kissing him, leaving Alibi no choice but to join in. Then, he stopped and pulled back and looked down.
What's wrong? Emily asked.
Nothing, Alibi said, looking back up into her eyes.
Is it that time travel stuff again?
When Alibi antagonized the time-traveling Devrisium, they declared war, at one point attempting to exile Alibi into a dead-ended timeline where he was an old man, married for years to Emily. A different Emily in a different timeline, but somehow, still, the same as the one now in his arms. Alibi didn't know what to say.
It is, isn't it? Emily said. I can tell.
She broke away from their embrace. Emily paced across the control room and back.
I feel like you're blaming me for something I didn't do, she said, too loud.
I'm not blaming you for anything, Alibi said. I'm just... now that this is happening between us? I'm not sure I want to live a predetermined life. It feels confining.
Confining, she frowned. And how is this predetermined? You don't know that.
I grew old with you, Alibi said. In that other timeline, she said. But what are you so worried about? Has anything in this timeline happened the same as in that other one?
Not really, but I hate being forced into anything.
Am I forcing you?
She was getting angry now. He could see that.
No, you're not. Please, don't be mad, he said. You are innocent and awesome. She smiled for a fraction of a second. He saw it. Then she frowned again.
I am mad, she said. You're impossible. You know that.
I'm sorry, he said. This can be hard. Mostly it's faded, but there are times I remember. This whole set of phantom memories returns, a lifetime's worth, longer than I've lived here now, for real. But you're right, nothing in this life has really gone the way it did in that one.
You see?
She stared at him to make her point. He nodded. Her frown lifted, but Emily didn't smile.
I hope you do, she said. So go somewhere else and think about it for a while. I don't want to see you right now, and I have work to do here.
Okay, he said.
I am sorry, Emily. I'll try to get my shit together on this. Please do, she said. She turned back to the display and began poking at entries in front of her, ignoring Alibi away. He decided not to push her and made a quiet retreat. Alibi found himself lost in his thoughts as he left the main engine section and walked back to his apartment through more familiar corridors. The other lifetime is only part of it. I can't tell her the other part. She's been warming up to me ever since I touched the starseed. And since then, she's been able to hear me when I think out loud. So I have to wonder, worry. Is this real? Can I be sure I'm not doing this to her? Because I wanted it? Could I have made her fall in love with me?
That was Chapter 66 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. And we heard Chapter 65 as well. And, yeah, a little awkward there at the end, Alibi Jones. You, sir, have some work to do. And watch out for Laurel Eden. Words to the wise. Alibi Jones wants to move the Hornet's Nest, so that's on his mind now, and now he's trying to figure out if he can pull it off and who he can trust to be in ships around it to blast away at the asteroids and help him move this thing. Seems like it's going to be possible to pull it off. We'll see as we get into chapters 67 and 68 on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. A little recap of the book news. Deuterama 2 is out. It's at Amazon.com. You can go to glowinthedarkradio.com and just follow the banner at the top of the page. I was checking out a new stone site, or an old stone site, new to me. New to everyone in Maine, the Western Mountains of Maine, which I'll be talking a little more about and reporting on in my videos and on my Facebook group, Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England. And I'm still working on a new Alibi Jones, but a little bit stuck, and I'm confessing that now, so maybe that'll kick my butt and get me working here. Because I'm like worrying over a point in the story that's not working quite right yet. And I might just have to write past it. But I don't know if I can. See, that's the kind of thing that's going on here. But I will get past it. And I want to thank all my patrons who do support this show, this podcast, through Patreon. And keep it going every week. So, again, a big thank you to all the patrons who are helping me do this. Thank you. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation, copyright 2022 by Michael F. Luoma, and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.